practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I am Pastor Gary Dahl, and thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we gather around the radio with the intent of preparing our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth at a good, solid, Bible-believing local church this morning, and I do trust and pray that you'll go to church. Let's begin the program this morning with an old hymn of the faith, a very comforting and encouraging hymn. However, it's entitled, There's Not a Friend Like the Lowly Jesus, No, Not One. God bless you as you listen to this hymn.
Like the lowly Jesus, no, not one, no, not one. None else could heal all our souls' diseases, no, not one, no, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus, no, not one, no, not one. There's not an hour that he is not near us, no, so dark, but his love can cheer us. No, not one, no, not one. Did ever saint find this friend forsaken? No, not one, no, not one. Poor sinner find that he would not take him. No,
that song is so true. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus, no, not one. He is a friend that sticks closer than a brother, the Word of God teaches us. And I don't know about you, but as I look back through my life, I can find times when I was in a lonely situation or a trialsome situation, and it seemed like everything was dark all around me, but the Lord Jesus Christ was there to give me strength to go forward. And I'm certain that I can hear many of you saying amen to that at this very moment, because you've gone through difficulties, and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will never leave you nor forsake you, was there to see you through. Amen. How we can thank the Lord for who Jesus Christ is. Our Savior, our God, our Lord, and our friend. Well, it is a delight to have you there by the radio this morning, and I am Pastor Gary Dull from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona. And I trust and pray that the broadcast will be used of the Lord in your life today. But I also trust and pray that you'll go to a good, solid, Bible-believing local church. And if you are here in the Altoona, Pennsylvania area, I would invite you to visit us. We are located at the corner of 4th Avenue and 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city. And we have Sunday school this morning at 9:30. Our morning service will be at 10:30. And then our evening service will be tonight at 6 o'clock. Always, during the midweek, we have a service on Wednesday. And that begins at 6:30 with our children and youth ministries, as well as our single moms ministry. And then at 7 o'clock at night, we have our prayer meeting and Bible study. And, of course, Dr. Chris Davis leads us these days in a study in the great book of Ephesians. And so it's a tremendous opportunity that we have to get together in the midweek. Drop out and visit us sometime near here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona. We would be delighted to meet you personally and talk to you about your walk with and relationship with the Lord. If we can ever serve you spiritually, please don't hesitate to contact us. You may call us at 814-944-2894. That's 814-944-2894. Or you can email us, and our email address is simply fbc@fbcaltoona.org. fbc@fbcaltoona.org. Our snail mail address, as it were, is the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania. That's the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. Again, drop by and visit us or contact us if we can help you in any way spiritually speaking. I want to mention that coming up before too long, that is June the 23rd to the 27th, is our Daily Vacation Bible School. And this year, that program will be led by a missionary family that we support. That is the Campbell family. Their basic ministry is campus ministry and talking to people on campus about the Lord Jesus Christ. But they will be leading us in our Bible school this year. The theme will be Champions for Christ. There will be games, prizes, skits, dinner. It's just going to be a great time of fellowship. And, of course, this will be at the dates are June 23rd through the 27th from 6 to 8:30 in the evening. And it's open for all kids of all ages. And so we would invite you to come on out to Vacation Bible School, bring your kids, and it's going to be a great time of fellowship. If you have any questions, give us a call at 814-944-2894. That's 814-944-2894. And again, we trust that you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Can you find a time when, having realized that you were a lost sinner and that Jesus Christ is the living Savior, and then you called upon Him to ask Him to save you? If you can find that time, I rejoice with you. But if you cannot find that time, why don't you make that time right now? The Bible says we've all sinned and have come short of the glory of God. And the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, which means to be delivered from sin, its power, its penalty, and its presence through faith in Jesus Christ alone. If you've never trusted Christ as Savior, call upon His name right now. Ask Him to save you. Simply say, Lord Jesus, I trust You to save me. And He will, if those words truly express the meaning of your heart. And then contact us here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, and we will send you some information that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. It's a little book entitled Now That I Believe, and we'd love to get that into your hands. Let's pray. Father in heaven, as we come to You, we thank You for the opportunity that we have together around the radio once again on a beautiful Sunday morning. And it's my prayer that You'll take this broadcast and use it for Your glory. I pray that You encourage the Christian. I pray that You'll prepare the Christian to worship You in spirit and in truth at a good, solid, Bible-believing local church today. And I pray that You'll use the broadcast to bring any who do not know You to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ this very day. So guide us and direct us as we do produce the program and use it in the way that You intend. And we'll give You the praise and thanksgiving for it. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Here's another old hymn of the faith. The church's one foundation is Jesus Christ, her Lord. From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we turn to the book of Galatians. Galatians chapter 6, and I would like to read with you verses 9 and 10. Galatians chapter 6, verses 9 and 10, where the Word of God says, "And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we therefore have the opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith." That's from the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, Galatians chapter 6, verses 9 and 10. And now before I deliver a message entitled Four Great Words of Salvation from One Great Verse, let's listen to a hymn entitled Glad Day.
There will be a happy meeting in heaven, I know, when we see the many loved ones we've known here below. Gather on the blessed hilltops with hearts all aglow. That will be a glad reunion day. Glad will be a happy day, yes, a wonderful day. Glad will be a happy day, yes, a glorious day. There with all the holy angels and loved ones to stay. That will be a glad reunion day.
When we live a million years in that wonderful place, basking in the love of Jesus, beholding His face,
it will seem but just a moment of praising His grace.
That will be a glad reunion day. Glad will be a happy day, yes, a wonderful day. That will be a happy day, yes, a glorious day. There with all the holy angels and loved ones to stay. That will be a glad reunion day. Glad day, a wonderful day. Glad day, a glorious day. There with all the holy angels and loved ones to stay. That will be a glad reunion day. There with all the holy angels and loved ones to stay. That will be a glad reunion day.
I don't know about you, but I'm looking forward to that glad reunion day, aren't you? The time when Jesus Christ comes and takes us home to be with Him in heaven, and there we will meet the Lord Jesus face to face, but also see others who've gone on before us. And I'll tell you what, my prayer this morning is, Amen, even so come, Lord Jesus. Well, if you have a copy of God's Word, turn with me to the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 2, and we want to focus mainly on one verse. It's Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 8, where we find four great words of salvation in one great verse. There we see the Word of God says this, and I'm sure that this is familiar to many of you. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. That's Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 8. Let me repeat it again. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. You know, down through the years, I've spoken to many people about their relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, and many of them will tell me that they want to be saved and they want to go to heaven, but they're confused as to how to make that certain, and in some cases, they're entirely wrong. Down through the years, and of course, perhaps many of you have experienced this as well, when talking to somebody about heaven and about how to get there, they'll say, well, I do good works, I'm a good moral person, I've got religion, I go to church, but you know, none of those things will save us. Salvation isn't based upon that which we do in our personal works or in our personal life, but it's based upon how we respond to that great salvation that God has given to us through the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 8 is all about. It teaches us that we can't work our way into heaven. We cannot earn our way into heaven. We do not deserve heaven. But the fact is, heaven and salvation is a gift. Notice it again, Ephesians 2 and verse 8. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Of course, then the 8th verse goes on to say, not of works, lest any man should boast. I would like to encourage you to take some time and read down through Ephesians chapter 2. It's a tremendous chapter of the Word of God. In verses 1, 2, and 3, it speaks concerning our unsaved spiritual condition, where it says, And you hath he quickened or made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in times past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. Those three verses teach us that apart from Jesus Christ, we are spiritually dead, separated from Christ, totally depraved, cannot save ourselves, and we need a Savior. But when we come into verse 4 through 10 specifically of Ephesians chapter 2, we see that it teaches us how we can be changed from that spiritual deadness and depravity to life in Christ, where it says, beginning with verse 4, "But God, who is rich in mercy for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace are ye saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come," that, by the way, is all of eternity, "that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus." And then we've got that great verse we're focusing on today, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God." And so as we read this chapter, we see that it teaches us that apart from Jesus Christ, we are separated from God in our sins, spiritually dead, depraved. And in reality, we are on our way to hell. But God, who is rich in mercy, has provided for us a salvation that we cannot earn, we do not deserve, but it's that which God has given to us simply because of his love and concern for us. And in verse 8, we see four great words that explains this great salvation. There's the word grace, the word saved, the word faith, and the word gift. Let me just highlight those words with you today from Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 8. First of all, the word grace. It says, "For by grace are ye saved." What is grace? Well, the word grace, as it relates to biblical teaching, is God's unmerited favor toward all mankind through the work of Jesus Christ on the cross. That's what grace is, simply spoken. It is the unmerited favor of God toward all mankind through Christ's work on the cross. Somebody once described grace as the fact that God bent over backwards to provide for us a salvation that we do not deserve. And that's absolutely true. We don't deserve salvation, but God is a grace of God, or God is a God of grace, I should put it that way, who has provided for us a salvation that we need, but we do not deserve. Over in the book of Titus, chapter 2 and verse 11, it says, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men." That teaches us that no matter who a person is, no matter what their background has been, no matter what their life of sin has been, God's grace is extended to them. It's God's favor. God bent over backwards to provide for all mankind a salvation that we do not deserve. And how we can rejoice in that. I'm thankful for the fact that God's grace reaches every human being to the point that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The next great word in Ephesians 2 and verse 8 is the word saved. It says, "For by grace are ye saved through faith." Now that word saved simply means to be delivered from sin, its power, its penalty, and its presence through faith in Jesus Christ alone. And certainly that is a great term, is it not? The fact of the matter is, because of our sin and because of our unrighteousness, we are all bound to a Christless eternity in the lake of fire. But by receiving Jesus Christ as Savior, that spiritual penalty for sin is taken away, and we are saved, delivered from the power, the penalty, and the presence of sin through faith in Jesus Christ. And I might say, through faith in Jesus Christ alone. Again, there are many people who say, well, we can get to heaven in many ways, and maybe there are many messiahs and many saviors in the world. But the Bible teaches us that there's only one Savior, and that's Jesus Christ. In fact, in John chapter 14 and verse 6, Jesus himself says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." If you want to go to heaven, you must trust Jesus Christ as Savior. Because you see, he's the only one who died on the cross to give you that salvation that you need in order to get to heaven. For by grace are ye saved. And then the next key word at Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 8 is the word faith. It says, for by grace are ye saved through faith. Now, faith in reality is total dependence upon the work of Jesus Christ for salvation. It means just to trust him, just to trust the work that he has provided for you and for me on that cross when he died there nearly 2,000 years ago. It means to depend upon Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone for one's salvation. The Bible says in John chapter 3 and verse 15 that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. I ask you this morning, have you believed on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ? Have you trusted him as your Lord and Savior? If you have, I rejoice along with you. But if you have not, I would encourage you right now to depend upon the work of Jesus Christ for your salvation. He went to that cross and bore all your sin in his body on that cross. On that cross, he shed his blood for you so that through faith in him, you might have the cleansing from all of your sin and the assurance of the forgiveness of that sin and eternal life. How we can thank God for the fact that through faith in Jesus Christ, we can be saved. The final word we find in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 8 that is key to our salvation is the word gift. It says, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. The gift of God. Salvation is God's free gift to all humanity received at the point of trusting Jesus Christ as Savior. Have you received that gift? Let me repeat it again. That salvation is God's free gift to all humanity received at the point of trusting Jesus Christ as personal Savior. That's the greatest gift of all. You know, the Bible says in Romans chapter 6 and verse 23 that the wages of sin is death, which means eternal separation from Jesus Christ throughout all of eternity. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And I'm asking you this morning, have you received that gift? In order to receive it, all you need to do is say, Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me. You cannot work for that gift. You do not earn that gift. You do not deserve that gift. It's a gift given to you from God the Father himself through Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Savior of the world, simply because he loves you. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. You cannot work your way into heaven. It's a gift. Trust Jesus Christ as Savior right now and receive that great gift of salvation, the greatest gift of all, the forgiveness of sin and the assurance of eternal life with Jesus Christ in heaven. And if you make that decision to trust Christ today, contact us here at the Faith Baptist Church. We will send you a booklet that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. Thank you for joining us today. Now go to church today. And until next Sunday, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, God bless you. Keep looking up. And remember, Jesus could come again today. And to that we say, amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus Christ. Folks, the best is yet to come. Amen. Amen.
Just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbclaltuna.org. That's www.fbclaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dull and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.